isn't it that when people speak something angrily, they're spontaneously speaking and unfiltered what is there in the heart gets revealed? So yes, that is a possibility. Mm-hmm. And I would say that that possibility needs to be considered if they are, if they have been regularly acting in odd ways. If they have been acting in odd ways, they wonder why this is, and then suddenly they speak something. Oh, this was what was going on. That's sometimes it's called like a Freudian slip of the tongue. You know, the slip of the tongue, which is not just accidental, it's actually reflective of what is in the heart. But that's one thing.
So it makes the past make sense.
Oh yeah, past makes sense. But there are other times. So it's a good point what you made. So if it's a consistent pattern of odd behavior and then suddenly a revealing slip of the tongue, then definitely we should take it seriously. Okay, this is what they were thinking. Not necessarily that I have to get back at the person, but at least we understand what they are thinking. But it's also true that the mind is so wild in Kali Yuga that sometimes the mind gets such thoughts that we would never actually do those things.
Yeah.
But those thoughts come in the mind.
Yeah.
No, there is a whole... There are many mothers. Psychologists have found that mothers sometimes get the desire to hurt their babies. You know, just, you know, crush the baby, beat the baby. Now you may say, the mothers feel profoundly guilty. How can I? This baby is so tender, she depends on me for my life. How can I hurt her? Is happening, what kind of terrible person am I?
Like the child has provoked?
Nothing, whatever it is. Just as the mother just feel like hurting the child. So it's actually tamasic. But according to some surveys, it's like almost over a million mothers just in America get the desire to hurt their babies. And world over, they're not...
I've never heard this. I mean, that's why I'm asking.
What I'm saying is, what point I'm making here is that the mind is so tamasic. So the significant point about this is when these mothers reveal this to some counselor or some psychologist, they say that although there are many mothers who feel like this, but there's practically no record of any mother having done like this. The thought comes in the mind, but they never do it. So it's not that just because a thought just comes in the mind, you do it. So we have to learn to give people the benefit of doubt. If overall their conduct has been loving, their conduct has been good, and then suddenly one moment they speak something.
So it's an anomaly.
It's an anomaly. But if as I said, if it's regularly odd behavior has been there and suddenly a revealing slip of the tongue, then we should definitely take cognizance of that. So I think that there are two different situations. With respect to Lakshman and Sita, it was not odd behavior. It was just one uncharacteristic slip of the tongue that happened at that time. Does that answer the question?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Babaji.
I'm going to miss you.
Hare Krishna.
Every syllable has been golden. Thank you.
And you're happy to yourself. Hare Krishna. Yes, for sure.